Good morning and welcome to Manna, Lighthouse's Daily Devotion. I'm Pastor Ron and I'm excited to spend some time with you today. If you've tuned in before, you know that we've been walking through the book of Proverbs, and today we're going to start Proverbs chapter 29. So we're getting close to completing the book of Proverbs, and so I'm excited about where we are. But Proverbs is a great book for us because it's the book of wisdom, and it reveals wisdom. It gives us wisdom by looking at both the behavior and the speech of people, and it gives us an insight into what's going on in the heart. As we know, God says that it's not what goes into a man that defiles a man, it's what comes out. And it's like, how do we deal with the challenges and the obstacles of life? Well, that's what Proverbs is all about, is helping to reveal that so that we know how we should respond, even to those that might not be behaving in a way that's beneficial. But what we want to do is we want to look at a book that is actually a parallel book in the New Testament to Proverbs chapter 29. And it comes from James, the brother of Jesus. Now, this is the half-brother of Jesus, because we know that Jesus is God who became a man, and so it's not like he's his elder brother that's just going to set an example. No. It's Emmanuel. Jesus is Emmanuel. It's God with us, giving us clear direction, but understanding the importance of something that's critical in our lives. It's called faith. For by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, that no man's going to boast. You see, it's faith that brings us to this place where we surrender, and that's where we gain victory or eternal life through Jesus Christ. So, anyway, I think what I want to do is I want to start out with James chapter 1 here this morning, and we're just going to see how far we can get. So join me here, but first let's pray. Father, I love being loved by you, and I thank you so much for the depths and the volume of your word, because it's not just two books that tie together. They all tie together. They all speak about your Son, the gift of our Savior, not just a man who lives a righteous life. No, he's the God-man. He's the eternally existent one, the one that was and is and will be for eternity, and that you are the creator of all things, and you reveal yourself through your creation for man to contemplate and to realize there is a mighty God who has created me. And yes, you have, Lord. You've created man in your image. We are very unique. We reflect you. Body, soul, spirit. There is a triune nature about us. And Lord, we reflect you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Oh, distinct, but yet one. Thank you, Jesus, as we ask for your blessing on the time in your word now. In your name we pray. Amen. So let's turn to James chapter 1. Verse 1, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's the submission. There's the thing that James has done, is his faith has matured, and he recognizes that his brother isn't just an ordinary man who lived a good life. No, he's God present, and he is one that he submits to, that James submits to. So then he says, this is who he's writing this book to the 12 tribes in the dispersion. Greetings, he says, in the dispersion. So what happens is we have the fact that the word of God is spreading out, and the people are spreading out because of oppression and difficulty and harassment, if you will. And so it's like, how do I deal with these things? Well, that's why James writes this book. He's saying, let me help you understand how to respond to these difficult challenges that you face in life. Well, we face them too. So how do we respond to them? Well, let's read it and find out. Verse 2, count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness or endurance. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. And if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. For that person must not suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, for he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. There's the contrast between the one who turns and recognizes a trial, a difficult time, not a tempting. Trials and temptations are two different things. A trial is for the purpose of proving or growing or establishing something. And what is it? In this particular case, we know that it's faith, that you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness or endurance. Compared to temptations, temptations are the things of the flesh and Satan, the enemy, and of course the world that want to cause us to sin. So you see there's a big difference between the two. Hebrews tells us in Hebrews chapter 11, we're just going to turn back a couple of pages here, verse 6, and it says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists, and then he rewards those who seek him. That's who God is. And so as you seek him, as you face these various trials, this testing, if you will, this growing of your faith, that's what it's all about, is God saying, I want you to understand how much I care for you, but the only way that I can demonstrate that is by allowing you to go through difficult times and then you putting your faith in me, because that's what it's all about. And it says, man, if I don't understand how to deal with this, all you have to do is ask God. And he gives wisdom generously and without reproach. And did you catch that? So what it's speaking about is the fact that, wait a minute, let endurance, let patience, let steadfastness grow, have its full effect in you. And so what's the purpose of that? It's designed so that you might understand the value of wisdom. You see, it's wisdom that is the pathway to patience. Oftentimes people pray for patience. Oh, God, give me patience under these circumstances. And then they say, oh, no, don't do that, God. No. The point of wisdom is that I might know how to respond to those difficult times. And so it's faith that it can truly be tested. I appreciate what Adrian Rogers said. As he said about faith, he said, a faith that can't be tested is a faith that can't be trusted. Are you willing to put your faith to the test? If you're not, if you become defensive about your faith, then what are you hiding? What are you uncomfortable with? What are you not confident about? He said this too. He says, when you have Christ's joy, consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. That's a character of the heart. When you have Christ's joy in your heart, it doesn't necessarily mean that your pain or your hurt will be taken away. No, what it means is you'll be able to bear it. That there's a strength that comes not from yourself, but from trust in who God is and the promises of his word. And he will give you wisdom to guide you through this thing. But if you don't trust it, if you don't put your faith in it, then it's like you're going to be a double-minded man tossed to and fro. Adrian Rogers, excuse me, said this. He said, the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. Today, I think we say the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. But I like what Adrian Rogers says. He says, the heart of the human problem is the problem of the human heart. You see, but God gives us something that we need. He gives us grace. God's riches at Christ's expense. And so that's where our strength comes from. That's where our confidence comes from, is not in our understanding, but in the confidence of knowing that God is with us and He won't forsake us or leave us. Hey, we didn't get to Proverbs chapter 29, but you can go there yourself. Take a look at verses 1 and 2, and you'll see the contrast. You'll begin to see the contrast, one of a person of great faith, and another one that's being tossed to and fro. Hey, God bless you so much, and thank you for joining me. We'll look forward to seeing you next week.